All at once, everyone began to clap their hands from the courtyard, from the balconies, from the windows. I raised myself on tiptoe to look. The crowd which stood behind the red table had parted, and a man and a woman had come forward. The man was leading a boy by the hand. This was the lad who had saved his comrade. The man was his father, a mason, dressed in his best. The woman, his mother, small and blonde, had on a black gown. The boy, also small and blonde, had on a gray jacket. At the sight of all those people, and at the sound of that thunder of applause, all three stood still, not daring to look nor to move. A municipal usher pushed them along to the side of the table on the right. All remained quiet for a moment, and then once more the applause broke out on all sides. The boy glanced up at the windows, and then at the balcony with the daughters of military men. He held his cap in his hand, and did not seem to understand very thoroughly where he was. It struck me that he looked a little like Coretti in the face, but he was redder. His father and mother kept their eyes fixed on the table. In the meantime, all the boys from Borgo Pole who were near us were making motions to their comrade to attract his attention and hailing him in a low tone, "Pim, Pim, Pinot." By dint of calling, they made themselves heard. The boy glanced at them and hid his smile behind his cap. At a certain moment, the guards put themselves in the attitude of attention. The mayor entered, accompanied by numerous gentlemen. The mayor, all white, with a big tricolored scarf, placed himself beside the table, standing. All the others took their places behind and beside him.